Takeaway English from the BBC.
The Wimbledon Tennis Championships are famous around the world, with players from many different countries taking part. China's most successful women's international players at the moment, Zhang Jie and Li Na, will be playing in the tournament. So, what about the British players? The last time a British player won the tournament was in 1977, when Virginia Wade won the women's singles title. However, in 2006, there are no high-profile British women tennis players. It's the men who are the most successful. There are three major British male players playing at an international level at the moment. The most successful in the past has been Tim Henman. He has reached the semi-finals at Wimbledon four times, but he has failed to make the next step to the finals. In 2002, he was seeded fourth in the world. Unfortunately for Tim, though, he's been unable to regain his form to this high level. He has received a lot of criticism in the press for being unable to win any tournaments, in spite of his high ranking internationally. In recent years, Tim has slipped to 62 in the world rankings. He is also 31 years old, so he's no longer as young or as fit as he used to be. But as long as he continues to play, the British people will get behind him and hope that he can succeed at Wimbledon. Greg Rozetsky is another famous British men's single player. He was born in Canada, but his mother is British, so he has chosen to be a British citizen and represent Britain in the tennis. He was also seeded fourth back in 1997 and has only ever reached the quarterfinals at Wimbledon. He is currently the highest-ranking British player, but he's never really been a contender for the Wimbledon title. Britain's biggest tennis hope is 19-year-old Andrew Murray from Scotland. He hasn't been playing for very long, and he has had a few injuries which might have held him back, but he is currently ranked 45th, above Tim Henman. He's played well in tournaments in other countries over the past year, and he's probably Britain's biggest hope to succeed at Wimbledon sometime soon. Come on, Andrew!
BBC Learning English on the web.